This is amazing. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And it's not even that. That's not even a good translation. The better translation is, your Father has taken pleasure in giving you the kingdom. It's already done. How do you like that? You feel a little bit like Abraham, right? Oh, sure, I'm going to have that kingdom of heaven. Where is it? When is it? How is it possible? I'm 100 years old, or I feel like it. But that's what it is. I have given this to you. It is my pleasure to have given it to you. That's what Jesus is saying, that God is saying. Huh. It's an amazing thing. So, it's a little bit like, very little bit like, in college I had a professor, a philosophy professor, and we were gonna delve into one of the things he loved more than anything, which is the philosophy of psycholinguistics. I know, and he was really excited about it. And there were like three of us who were taking this class, and at least one of us didn't know anything. I didn't even know what psycholinguistics was, but we liked him. So, but he was so excited about it. The first thing to have some people to share this with, to really dig into it, he goes, "This is great. You all get A's. Now let's have some fun." Isn't that great? I was like, oh, phew. Maybe by the end of this, I'll know what psycholinguistics is. But that's the thing. And this is the way we have it. This is God is like, here it is. I've already given it to you. Now, go have some fun. Oh, but by the way, you're not going to have much fun if you're holding all that stuff that you're holding. You got a bunch of stuff you think is your treasure. So, you know, let's put that stuff down, and then you can pick this up. So give away your stuff and give alms and have treasures in heaven. Inherit the kingdom. Just put that other stuff down. And that's when we're like, maybe not. This is really important stuff for me. I like this stuff. This is good stuff. Yep, just put it down. Go ahead, put it down. Don't worry about that stuff. I don't know. Right? The promise is made. It's a done deal. And yet we still have a hard time putting this stuff down so we can pick that treasure up. Well, these things happen in unexpected times and in unexpected places where the Son of Man comes to us. So, a most unexpected place. You would never expect in a million years that Jesus would show up in a shopping mall. I mean, if you're me, you wouldn't think that. I mean, when I go, I find a place to sit down and I wait, and the people who are there, I'm never there by myself, but whoever's there with me goes and does their thing, and then they come back and I get to sit and watch. Usually I take a nap, but in this one instance I didn't. Watched some people go by, and here was this father, and he had all these bags and his little son about this tall, and the father was like the mule, and he had all of the stuff that they had bought. They were very successful in their shopping, and they're walking, and the kid's walking with them, kind of holding one half of a bag, and the father's, they're talking and stuff, and the kid, he's there as they're walking side by side, and then all of a sudden the kid runs ahead, turns around, and so he's face to face with his dad, and he says, "Dad, I want to play." And the dad says, "Sure, let's go. We'll play. Let's get the stuff in the car. We'll go home. We'll play." "No, I want to play now." "I can't play now. I got all this stuff. I can't do it. I got all this stuff. They're all balanced. If I put one thing down, they're all going to go crashing down." "Dad, please, can we play now?" "Yeah, we can." Puts everything down at his feet. Right there in the middle of the mall, right? Just puts it all down. Picks his son up. Starts throwing him around. And they're playing. He puts him around on his back. Puts him on his neck. They're just playing. And the kid is going, oh, he just loves it. And the father is loving it. And that little kid is God. "Can we play?" "Ah, no, we can't play. I got too much stuff. I got my stuff I got to take care of. I can't do that. I can't. No, I can't play right now. Please, can we play? It is your Father's good pleasure to have given you the kingdom." Our stuff is kind of We got to put this stuff down. In the world, these things are such treasures, but they will rot. They will not last. What God is asking is to put that stuff down. It's not that you don't need that stuff. I know you need that stuff, but put it down and inherit the treasure that I want to give you. This is what I want. And then, putting stuff down, of course, we are a world filled with all kinds of things that are valuable to us. And we put our value in money, and we put our value in houses, and we put our value in everything. But there's something a little more profound, too. So we often put our treasure in, like, who we are, right? And who, what we think we are. And so there's this guy who's written this book. He's a Greek taxi driver, and his name is Tanasi. And it's called Tears of Repentance. So I'm going to tell you one story out of this book. This guy, he's Greek, so he's like really animated about things. And he's talking about how he and his wife sold half of their taxi business so that they could buy this house. So they buy this house, which is the first level of a two-story house, and the house on top is the owners of the place have sold them the place down below. It's unfinished. They have to go in there. They got to do all this construction and get it done. And as he shows up at this place, he's bought it. He's so excited about it. And all of his neighbors go, "Are you renting there?" And he says, "No, I'm not renting. We bought the place." And they said, "You bought the place? Do you know what you're getting into? The woman who lives upstairs is the most evil person I've ever seen. She's going to make your life miserable." He says, no, it'll be fine. Yes. He goes in, and first time he and his wife go in to start cleaning up a little bit, and she starts yelling and cussing at them and cursing them. "You're making too much noise. My husband's trying to sleep. You know, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. My husband's trying to sleep. Get out. And she shoos them out of there. She sold them the house. She knew what they were going to do. And it was like this for a long, long time. He brought in his construction crew to get things going, to fix up the house. And she'd come down and yelling and screaming, or she'd send her husband down yelling and screaming. And he said, "Well, what can I do? You sold me this house. You know I have to fix it. Out, get everybody out of here." And the construction workers are all telling him, "Tanasi, the only thing you can do is go upstairs and take this woman by the hair and throw her against the wall." And he's like, "Well, I can't do that." But he's sick. It's so bad. His wife and children won't come near the place. And he's got to go in there every day and face this time and time again. Well, he's like, he's ready. His wife just says, "Just sell the place. Let's just sell it and get out of here." So he goes to his spiritual father. He's an Orthodox guy. He goes to his spiritual father, like a spiritual director. And his spiritual father says, No, you're not going to sell the place. You're going to pray for this woman. And you're going to pray because only the love of God is going to take care of her. It's going to transform her. So pray for that." So he's praying. And he's every day, it's this woman is just really evil. She's just not letting him do anything. She calls the police because he's got construction workers there. The police come and say, "You're fine. We had to come, but you're within your rights. You got to do your work. Go do it." So he's doing it. But he's just every day he comes home and he says, "You know, he's Greek. Remember, I told you that, right? Every day, I'm weeping all through the night because of this woman and because I'm so angry with her and I'm so hateful towards her. I've decided I'm going to be what the construction worker said. I'm going to throw her against the wall, take her by the hair and throw her against the wall." But he says, so every day she comes and yells at me, and I go to my spiritual father. And I say, "What can I do? I've got to sell the house." He says, "You will not sell the house. She is teaching you something. She is teaching you all of the things that are still in you that you are hanging on to." And he says, "Oh, okay."
So you will have patience, and you will have love, and you will have prayer, and that's what you're gonna, how you're going to get through this. So he's going through this whole thing, the whole time that the house is being reconstructed, or being, you know, finished. And finally he goes, he says he goes on a retreat, and there are these other priests, and they're telling him, one of them says, oh, this is a terrible situation, but here's what you have to do. You have to go and you have to seek this woman's forgiveness. For what? For the hatred that she's showing you is also in you. She is your mirror. You have the very same things that she has in her, in you, and you have not let them go. And so he thinks about that, he thanks them, and the priest, they all say, we will pray for you for a good outcome. And so he goes home and he says, I know that they were praying because I could feel it, and I could feel my heart softening towards her. And he says, so I pull up to my house, and I sit in my car for a half hour. You know this moment, right? This moment when I got it. He says, I'm of two minds. One is my spiritual father, and these priests have told me I've got to go and do this thing, and I know it's right, and I feel like I really want to do it. And then the other voice says, are you crazy? She's just going to yell at you, and she's going to slam the door at you, and you're going to look like a laughingstock in front of the whole neighborhood. But after a half hour, gets out of his car, goes to the house. He knocks on the door, and the husband arrives at the door. And Tanasi says, I just took him in my arms in a big bear hug. And I said, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me for what I've done. And the man is like, Tanasi's crying, and the man looks at him and he's saying, where did you come from? What is this? And he starts crying too. And his heart cracks open. And then Tanasi says to the husband, now, where's your wife? Is she home? I have to talk to her. And the woman's wife says, you know, you don't have to do that. I'll tell her myself. And Tanasi says, I won't take no for an answer. I have to speak to her myself. And the guy gives in. He says, well, come in. He comes in. His wife is in the kitchen. He says, dear, Tanasi wants to talk to you. Tanasi says, her eyes were like nothing but hatred towards me. Her blood went cold, and she had nothing but hatred towards me. And that, for a moment, I was like, what am I going to do here? And then he realized, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what I came here to do. He also says, and this is the last trick of the devil. You want to do a holy work, and you get these eyes like that. And so he walks across the room and takes her in a bear hug and is crying and says, I'm sorry. I apologize for my hatred, for what I've done. I'm so sorry. And this woman starts to cry too and embraces him. And this whole hatred just melts away in everybody. And she says to him, from now on, I will treat you like my own children. And he said, and she did. She brought him milk and eggs to the family. They have a great relationship. She comes and visits them all the time downstairs. They have this amazing relationship, right? Now, the point of that story, lots of points of that story, but the one relative to these texts is this. What is it that we are holding on to? We can have the kingdom of forgiveness and love. And we're holding on to, I've been wronged, and I deserve to feel anger. I deserve to feel hostility. I deserve this. It's mine. And God is saying, I want to play. I want to give you this.
instead. I want to give you this divine love. I want to give you this holy forgiveness. I want to give you this repentance that leads to life. I'm giving it to you. I have given it to you. It's a delight. Take it. But you got to let go of that other stuff. And you'll love it when you do. It isn't easy, but it's liberating. You don't want that stuff. You think you want it. But what you really want is the love of God. What you really want is the kingdom. So what are we holding on to? Against whom are we holding a grudge? It has been your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom of forgiveness, of holy and divine love. Maybe it's time to put down that other stuff and pick that up. And every single day, God gives us the opportunity to do that. 100 different ways, 1,000 different ways. God is presenting God's self to us. Jesus is presenting himself to us and saying, here I am. Here I am. Let's play. Everybody gets an A. Let's dig into this stuff. Let's find healing and wholeness and real life. What do you think?